Jesus admired children's sincerity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus admired children's sincerity. One day, Jesus was sitting with his disciples having a talk, and he was describing to them how the seeds grow and bring forth the food that bring forth the flowers, bring forth whatever it is they have within them. And in every seed are its future reality. And in every seed is its present reality. In every seed is what the seed is. And when the seed is a flower, then the flower will become born. When the seed is wheat or grain or corn, then the seed will become wheat or grain or whatever the seed is. Well, as Jesus was talking to the disciples, a lady was walking by with her children, and she stopped and wanted to get closer to Jesus to hear what he was saying, because these men were all sitting so intently listening to him. And she got closer and closer, and finally she sat down and listened herself. Now her children, who were wandering around playing, they tired of doing what they were doing, and they stopped to listen too. But instead of sitting by their mother, they went over and sat by Jesus. And they climbed up on his seamless robe, and they were climbing all over him, getting their dirty feet all over him, their dirty hands and their dusty self all over him. And Jesus looked at the children, and he said to his disciples, "These are the kingdom of heaven. These are the seeds of goodness and peace and love. These are the seeds of all that is beautiful." And he pointed to each child, and he pointed out the virtues of each child, and he said, "This child is a child of pure love. This child is a child of joy. This child is a child of enthusiasm." And the boy was bouncing all over on Jesus' lap. "And this child is a child of peace." And that's another little child who cuddled up into Jesus' arms and went to sleep. Jesus admired children's sincerity, just as he admired the sincerity in the adults around him. He admired the sincerity of his disciples who stayed with him to learn what he had to teach. But what he was teaching was so distant from what anyone else ever taught. It was so simple and so beautiful that it sort of escaped the minds and the hearts of most of the people who listened. But what did not escape the mind and heart of the church people, of the rabbis, of the priests, was that the people came and listened to Jesus because they wanted to, not because they had to. They came and they listened to the stories that he told because the stories were from everyday life. The stories made practical all of the teachings that Jesus gave to them. He told stories and showed stories, and he demonstrated that the philosophy of love, the philosophy of unconditional love that he taught, that he said his Father is unconditional love, and that all is unconditional love. Perhaps he didn't use the word unconditional, but he meant love unconditional. And as he taught these things, everyone came to him, whether they were the little children who were busy playing and doing other things while they were sitting near him or on him. And he loved them because he realized that his words might not intellectually jump into the minds of the children. His words lovingly jumped into the hearts of the children and everyone around him. And his teachings were so loving, so beautiful, so heartfelt, that everyone was risen up a little higher by what the master teacher had to say. And truly, as he said, these children, these are what the kingdom of heaven is made of. Let the little children come unto me, he often said. And the disciples wanted to shoo them away because they felt their intellectual ears had a greater listening intention to what Jesus had to say than the little children who were running around playing and who were not paying attention the way the disciples did. But the children paid attention in a way the disciples could never learn to pay. The children paid attention with their heart, with their soul, with their being. They felt the love that Jesus had was so tangible, so beautiful, so very wonderful, that when the little children were there, they just wanted to snuggle in and lay with Jesus and be in his arms, be in his heart. While Jesus did not stroke the children particularly, he touched them and said, "Peace." And just at one touch was enough to send the child off to dreamland. The one touch was enough to let all the world know that Jesus loved the little children. He admired the children's sincerity. And can we become, as a little child, an innocent child, playful, filled with joy and love and peace and enthusiasm? And can we live what and who we are and not feel that we have to do it for somebody else, but we're doing it truly for ourselves? We're doing it for our own joy. We're doing it for our own happiness. For as Jesus spoke to the children, he spoke to the adults. While it wasn't convenient for the adults to cuddle up in his arms and snuggle into his robe, they were there in their thoughts. They were there in their hearts. And they too would have loved to have the hand of Jesus lay on their forehead as he spoke to them. For the vibrations of love pour out of us in a way that we never really understand. But every one of us is an energy machine. Every one of us is a vibration machine. Every one of us exudes whatever it is we feel. And when we feel peace and joy and love, that vibration is spread out into the world. We don't need to touch the world to have it happen. When we do touch the world, it happens. We don't need to touch the world to have it happen. We can speak our word, we can think our thought, we can think peace, harmony, love, and joy, and it is done. Or we can touch the world as the Pope reaches out his hands downward, saying, "My peace I give unto thee," as the Master Teacher gave unto all people. You are the Pope. You are the leader of your philosophy, of your religion, of your being. Stretch out your arms, stretch forth your hands. Put your palms down to blend your harmony, your peace, your love, your joy, your vibrations of all good with all your creation, everyone in your world. And if for one thing, notice how good you feel when you do that. And then you'll know why the Pope enjoys doing that so much. Notice how good you feel. And then, if you feel good, you can be sure that everyone upon whom you bestow your love and your joy and your unconditional feeling of peace and goodness, they too will feel that and know that. This is what life is all about. living what we believe. And the little children live what they believe. And Jesus recognized that. You live what you believe, whether you know it or not. So now choose to follow in your heart the awareness, the belief that you are beautiful, you are good, and the world is good, and the world is beautiful, and all is right. Think upon these things, because that's what the Bible teaches, to listen within and radiate outwardly who you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.